Welcome back to Irresistible Communication. 2 minutes, one insight on how to find better words.
You're in the exec meeting. You finally have the floor and you're sharing a story you've chosen carefully. Something that proves a point, that shows what's really going on. But halfway through, a colleague jumps in. Oh, that reminds me of when we... And suddenly, it's their story, their airtime, and your point vanishes into thin air. This is so frustrating, isn't it? I mean, why do they always have to hijack the story just to make themselves look smart? Honestly, it stings. And it can feel like they're trying to undercut you. But are they? Because here's what might really be going on. In leadership teams, airtime is currency. It signals relevance, influence, and status. So when someone hijacks your story, it's not necessarily to undercut you. Often, it's more to prove they belong. It's insecurity wrapped in performance. And if we're honest, it's not even unusual. Every one of us has done it at some point. You hear a story, it triggers one of your own, and you can't resist. You jump in to contribute, to connect, to show you've got something valuable too. Seen through that lens, the hijack is less about malice and more about need. The need to be heard and the need to be seen. So what do? Well, you don't win this by fighting for airtime harder. You win it by using your airtime to turn the spotlight around. Instead of keeping it on yourself, you point it forward, onto the team, onto the path ahead. You make them feel seen and nurture a sense of belonging. Because here's the thing, as long as airtime feels like it's about individuals, people will fight for it. But when you turn it towards the group, the fight disappears. Because when people feel the spotlight includes them, they stop grabbing for it. Keep lighting the path.